Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Burning the fuck up.
Hey.
Like I was saying, y'all, we got a person, like I said, she on the Sin City site, go by the name Caution. She had a loss in her family, a tragic loss. Her nephew was gunned down, a senseless act of violence. I told her we'd give her a moment of silence. We'd give her 5 seconds moment of silence, you know, for the, her nephew, Joshua Passmore. So everybody can get just a 5 second moment of silence. All right, there we go. Joshua Passmore, JP, rest in peace, young brother. All right, y'all. How's everybody doing?
Chilling. Cool and relaxing, uh-huh. Max. At least I am.
Yeah.
But
I'm chilling, too.
I guess I gotta touch on something everybody already touched on, man. The trial. The trial. I think that trial was bogus. And I thought dude was gonna get off once the. I think the friend kind of fucked it up for him. Just my opinion.
That girl.
Yeah, his friend. Girlfriend, well, she was supposed to be to him. She was, I don't know what the fuck. They did not prep her pretty. They didn't prep her at all. Cause I mean, man, she was combative as hell. You know what I mean? And then my mom's was at the, you know, they had a Trayvon Martin rally here. My mom's was there. I'm like, hey, don't go out there and get no fight. I ain't bailing you out if you go to jail. Leave them young boys alone. You know what I mean? And then everybody was expecting the riots and shit.
I didn't see none of that coming. Look here, man. They wasn't going to do no damn. I mean, you could have tried that rioting if you wanted to. But I guarantee you, after that riot, you'd have started it if you wanted to. Oh, them boys was gonna finish it. They definitely was gonna finish it. Nah, they wasn't gonna do no riding.
They was prepared for it though.
Hell yeah,
I'll get the motherfuckers their props. They was ready. You know what I'm saying? Like then I'm reading all these I don't know, do y'all read the Drudge files? I read the Drudge mm-hmm. files every once in a while. And, you know, they talking about all these. It's like a website that has, like,
Did you say the Drudge files or the Drudge files? I couldn't hear what you said.
It's the Drudge files.
What they do is
they compile all the, all the stories that's going on in the country. And they put them mm-hmm. all on one little website. And, man, like, the first 22 stories for the day was little incidents where, you know, motherfuckers jumping on Mexicans and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And somebody, some singer dude, right? He's 73 years old. He's from one of them groups way from the 50s or some shit. He on stage. He dedicated, I forget the song, but he dedicated the song to Trayvon Martin. And somebody attacked his ass on the stage. Ran up on stage and just attacked me. Some, I don't know if she was white or Mexican lady.
Well, I see.
I was like, God damn.
Well, I mean, it was a tragic loss, man. But shit, that's the way it goes in America. I mean, we ain't used to it now. We never will be.
Well, I think everybody should be used to it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, one thing about all that kind of stuff I don't understand. I mean, I know it's probably going to sound fucked up to say, but I don't think the dude was fucking angel. You know what I mean? Everybody got their fucking faults. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, who can say who started it? You know, maybe he did start it.
Yeah,
at any case, he didn't deserve that.
Think about it. If you was young, somebody following you, you gonna turn around. What the fuck you following me for anyway? If he did,
exactly. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I mean, I ain't agreeing with, you know, dudes shooting him or whatever. But I mean, if you put yourself in that situation, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, you know, following you, he gonna turn around and react too. What the fuck you following me for, man? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you don't know if the motherfucker got a gun or not. And then he shoots.
But still, if he had, did he already, that mean what, he had a revolver or automatic? If he had a revolver or automatic, he already had one in the chamber, so he already planned on shoot at somebody.
Well, I mean, come on, dog. You carried a gun before.
Yeah.
Who don't carry one in the chamber? Who don't put one in the chamber as soon as they leave their crib? That's automatic. But that don't mean you going out looking to shoot somebody.
Well, man, hold on, we got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, my nigga? How's work going? What?
You said what?
So how's work going, man? Don't act like you don't know me, dog.
Man, shit, it's very fucking hard, but. You know what? You called me after the show, and I'm going to tell you about your motherfucking film.
Yeah, all right. Y'all talking about who don't leave the crib without having one in the same, but only a fool would.
Right. That's my whole point. Just because you can get, you know, I mean, what's the point of carrying a gun that ain't loaded? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker say, put it in you're supposed to keep it in the trunk. You're supposed to keep it in the glove compartment. What if you ain't got time? Sometimes you ain't got time.
Well, that's
just to run to the trunk, grab the gun, then run to the glove compartment, grab the bullets. Your ass dead.
See, that's just the powers to be, the system. Because they got it hooked up where they don't want us to protect ourselves anymore. So, I mean, you got to go, if you do some real searching, you find out if you go into the history, economic stuff like FEMA, all that stuff that they want to be in total control, and you not being able to protect yourself is one of their aims, you know, because they do that in rural areas like in Virginia and Texas, these little small cities. They go in there and they just do what they want to and search for guns and this and that. It's like an exercise. So whenever this big plan come down that the government trying to do, or the world, should I say, then we can't protect ourselves from them. Government conspiracy. Yeah, I'll be into that sometimes.
So you one of those people that be like, the man keeping me down. You one of those types?
No, I ain't saying. I mean, you could do what you want to. I mean, shoot, the sky's the limit. But I'm saying what's going on with society. I mean, look at it. They're taking religion out of school. They're trying to take in God We Trust off of U.S. currency. I mean, the Bible ain't no lie. I ain't no religious guru or nothing, but I do believe there's a God. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that's going on that we don't know about, and nobody knows the master plan, but they steadily putting stuff in effect, just like all the stuff that they incorporate out here in society, started in prison. Look, I mean, back in the day, prison used to have money, U.S. currency, straight-up dollar bills. Then they changed it to the card. Then, I mean, back in the day, we used to have food stamps that was straight-up money. Now they changed that to the card. But everything started in prison. See how the inmates, or the people that's locked up, should I say, because I was one of them, that see how they adjust to it. And if it goes cool there, then they bring that out to society, and it's just a smooth transition. But don't nobody really see it because they don't pay no attention to it. And the generation nowadays, they don't even give a damn about it.
Well, I think it's all about shit moving forward.
No, I mean, it should be about moving forward. It really should be. But,
I mean, shit, nobody want to go in the store with a goddamn paper food stamp no more. Put that shit on my EBT card.
I know that, but see, everything, I mean, just like, all right, why are they taking stuff out of school as far as not teaching kids how to learn how to read and stuff? Everything is computerized. I understand it's computer age and this and that, but still, you got to be able to learn how to sign your name. they don't want the kids to know that no more. You just go ahead and type it in. You don't have to know how to write in cursive. I mean, come on. They taught us different. Why is it different now? It's a bigger plot behind the screen.
I don't know about all that. You still got to sign your name even when you use your damn card.
Yeah, you're going to use the card, you ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice, period.
Yeah, but that's called evolution, man.
The world don't stay still.
You got to move forward with the world, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah, but still the Bible ain't no lie either. And for those that have studied or do read and whatnot, it basically talks about that in the Bible in Revelation, so it's the same thing. But it's going to come to pass. I mean, you got to get with it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I'm just saying that you got to, don't keep the veil over your face. I mean, move with the transition, but still know what's real and what ain't.
Well, I feel you, Doc. All I know is, hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This is kind of getting up the subject a little bit, but Mother Nature would have took a pregnancy test, right?
Oh, shit.
I mean, came back negative, you know what I mean? You know, motherfucker late a little bit, you know. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, damn. What if, you know what I'm saying? What if it really happened, right? I already had a name picked out. Boy or girl? East.
East?
Well,
East.
Who the fuck are you? You didn't listen to Kanye West too damn long.
Right. Who the fuck named their child North?
I see you.
Who the fuck named their child East?
That was a joke, man. That was my segue into naming your child North. Who the fuck does that, man? I mean, come on, man. Janine Lickenstow, y'all mothers, you want your child to have a unique name, right? But North?
Yeah, that's a little far-fetched.
I mean, North. What about Jay-Z and them Blue Ivy?
What the fuck
okay.
They come up with these names?
They be high.
I would rather have Blue Ivy over Northwest. I mean, seriously.
Northwest. The child
Northwest.
Northwest.
Because that's where he grew up. So, shit, he repping to the day he died. I mean,
yeah. You know what?
Well, hey,
I was just about to say, he grew up in the Northwest, so I guess that's what he figured. Fuck it.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Does it matter?
Case, I mean, if you grew up in the Northwest, that's cool. I guess I can respect that, but you could just say something that you like. Just say if you like butthole, you name your kid butthole.
Asshole Bill.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That's crazy.
Hey, man.
Topology ass.
I think he did that just to show up Jay-Z, man. I ain't going to lie. Because, you know, they made a big deal about the blue. And I heard he got the Blue Ivy patent. Can't nobody else name their kid that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You can't name your child Blue Ivy.
So, see, man, I think they thinking about their image and this and that, and they want to be different and unique, but they don't realize that throughout the child growing up in their childhood, they the ones that's going to be having problems and issues with
right.
Damn sure is. What a motherfucking name, man. Blue Ivy in my class. I'm talking about that motherfucking name every day. You know what I'm saying?
The kids gonna be all on them. Cause like I got this partner, his name is Jim Slobbin Jack. And Slobbin Jack, I mean, come on, they ragged him for years. They still ragging him. He about 52 years old, you know what I'm saying? But I think he done got caught up in murder because he done shot a couple people over that. But, you know, they just destroying somebody's life, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Because it's torment on a kid's mentality, man, and emotions. Come on, man.
Man, I'm changing that shit as soon as I turn 18. I'm changing my name. Fuck that.
I could deal with the blue ivy. I could deal with the blue ivy. That's not. I mean,
that's
with this day and age, right? With this day and age, hell, with the names that go on, that hell that we got, and that our kids, that some of these bumpers that name their kids. I mean, that one can swing. But Northwest, this motherfucker named my first school.
That is crazy.
Northwest, my first school.
So if I have me a son, I can name him G.I.
Right.
You better patent it.
Okay. Gary got to change their damn name. Y'all can't be Gary Indiana no more. Y'all got to be something else, Indiana.
Well, what about that name, the kid Maryville? Or
my goodness.
I want to know how she even stood up for that shit, man. How could she stand by that shit? I'm pretty sure Kanye West did the naming. But I mean, come on.
Joint effort. What did Wiz and Rose Amber name their baby? I haven't heard anything about that.
Like I say, I think it's a selfish effort. They just looking out for themselves so they can be different and unique. They ain't even thinking about the welfare of the kid.
Trying to stay relevant, man. That's what they're doing. Well, we falling off, so we got to come up with something different. That's what they're doing. They trying to keep their name out there. Fucking that baby name. I don't even know if it's a boy or girl.
But the bottom line is they being selfish. Because they're not thinking about the kid and what the kid is going to have to go through and endure throughout they growing up, their childhood.
They thought about it. They just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, they probably figured, shit, our life going to be good. Shit, we going to be rich forever. So he, baby ain't got to worry about shit. He going to be in all the prime. You know what? Speaking of
I was just about to say that. They not going to have their kids out in regular society. Their kids ain't going to hit regular society until either, you know, they start pushing them into their direction or acting or things of that nature. But for the most part, the kids is going to be, you know, sheltered growing up.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, they'll be sheltered for so long, they still going to get out on their own. And when they do, it's still going to be somebody out there that's going to push their butt.
I was thinking about something now. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day, and he told me that they sending my nephew to a private school. And I'm like, okay. And he told me, he's like, it's $5,000 per year for this school. And my nephew's going to the kindergarten. And I'm like, you finna pay $5,000 for him to go to kindergarten? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm looking too far. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Wasn't kindergarten free?
You know,
right?
I think my parents might pay like $40 or something like that total. You know what I'm saying, for field trips?
Right. Right. I'm just a book rental.
Right.
Shit. I'm a book rental.
Right.
Yeah, that's
that book rental shit.
But do they have the money for it?
Well, he started his own business, and I think it's more or less. And I love you, sister. But I think it's more my sister that's pushing this issue, because he had this look on his face like, I got to pay for your nephew to go to, you know, this school, this private school. And the last time that she was down here, at the same time, they're in their early 20s. And she, like, my son finna have the best education that money can buy, and this, that, and the other. Which, if you got it, I understand that. But, shit, I think $5,000 a year. Well, you pay $5,000 each year until they get to the eighth grade. And when they go to high school, it goes up.
Oh, and that's people don't, $40,000 is fucking college education for certain, you know, for certain degrees. That's a college education. You got people
right.
out here that, you know what I'm saying, can't even, they can barely afford to go to college, much less kindergarten. I mean, what are they doing in kindergarten? Color, paint, take nap?
Right.
And sleep.
And sleep.
I'm sorry, I disagree.
Well,
I guess I'm the only one, but I disagree.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Since you disagree, let me ask you a question. So if you sending your kid to private school,
mm-hmm.
public school wasn't good enough for you?
Public
school was good
wasn't.
Enough for you, right?
No, it wasn't. We're not prepared to go to college. They don't prepare us. As black kids, we are not prepared to go to college, and that's why a lot of kids fail when they go to college. They could be the valedictorians, the smartest kids in the school, and a lot of them do not get the same, and we just don't. We don't get the same education. My daughters that went to a great school in Illinois, they still are not prepared. The college people will tell you. We come to these schools, we are not prepared, these colleges, some of these colleges.
No, I agree with that.
They don't prepare us for the education like white kids get in the primarily white school. They get a better education than us. They just do.
That's true. That's true.
I got to
disagree with that.
They don't want the black folks to hold nothing anyway. Look at the Japanese. They go to school 7 days a week.
Yeah,
you see, those kids are highly, highly educated. They come over here, and I mean, all them other races, man, they come over to America, and they just take over. I mean, I have nothing against any other race, don't get me wrong. But the system is designed, it seems like the system is designed for blacks to not be able to raise their standards and live like everybody else, man. But at the same time, it's up to the parents to get their kids into a different realm. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them just stay down. You know, you got to put them where you got to put them.
And
I mean, $5,000, I mean, that's a lot of money, man. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, shit, look at how when we was playing sports, when we was in school, we didn't even have to pay for uniforms. You got to pay for the uniforms now. You got to pay for the rentals of the basketball. For the gym. Come on, man. How can you even practice? You got to pay $7 just to rent the ball for the day for the practice. It's just it's a moneymaker. They know it's supply and demand. So if you want it, you're going to pay for it. Simple as that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have to look at it. I look at that as an investment. If you give your child the better education, more than likely, not to say that they're going to come out to be perfect, but more than likely, they're going to be able to be more successful than if they just had the regular education. They just are.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Whatever school you went to, okay, there was somebody in your class who, whether they were white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever, there was somebody, I think for all of us, who, you know, was just smart, and they, you know, they got it a little easier, they got it a little quicker or whatever. But we went to the same school now, and we sat in the same class, we read out the same books, and we got the same lessons. You know,
that was me. That was me, by the way. I was a smart one.
Perhaps that student's parent, you know what I'm saying, got up and made them breakfast every morning. Or, you know, perhaps that student's parent, instead of letting them watch TV when they came home from school, you know, they had their kid read when they came home from school. I don't think necessarily that, I mean, what exactly does that mean? You pay for your education. I mean, learning is learning. Some catch on quick, you know, everybody doesn't learn at the same rate or at the same pace. But if we went to the same school and I graduated with a 4.0 GPA and you graduated with a 2.8 GPA, how is that necessarily, you know, the school's fault? When you say that,
it's
you know,
the school's fault because they're not teaching us the advanced. See, But we went to the same class, and I got a 4.0.
I'm not talking about in the same class. I'm talking about comparing schools. I'm talking about, we all get taught the same stuff at the same school. But when I'm talking about a primarily white school, I guarantee you if you see their curriculum, it is way higher than what they are teaching us. I agree with you
100% because you know what? Hold on a second. Let me make this point. I agree with you 100% because of this one simple fact. Horace Mann's curriculum was way better than everybody else's, which means we graduated more people.
How would you shut the fuck up? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, but you know what?
Hold on. I got to say something. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I know some motherfuckers that went to school with you, and you wasn't the brightest motherfucker in there.
Oh, my goodness.
We were the white school of Gary, Indiana, man. We had the hardest curriculum, everything. Janine, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That curriculum, we had the white folks' curriculum. That's why we were smart as hell.
You a jackass.
But
for real.
We won all the schools.
I agree with that.
The debate clubs. We won all that shit. All that shit with the horse, man. We won shit in sports. But when it comes to the books.
Right about that.
We had everybody ass in the books, though. We won all of them for Stella Beats.
Okay, and even at your school that you plan to be so great, there was still somebody at that school who didn't make it, or, you know what I'm saying, who they got the same
right,
education.
They went to
website.
They had to translate.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have
I'm
that everywhere. I was that honor student. My mother cooked me us breakfast every morning. I graduated at the top of my class. What I'm saying is when I got to college, I was behind. I was farther behind than everybody else. Luckily, I had that learning agility to catch up. Some people don't. You see what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is when I got to college,
I wasn't as prepared as everybody else. That's what I'm saying.
Because you didn't go to Horace Mann. You would have been prepared.
But look, you don't even have to go to high school, and I'm gonna speak on the Head Start because my daughter's 3 years old, and she and her Head Start school. I got in the school out here in Castleton, and she reading the newspaper like it ain't shit. She on the seventh grade reading and math level already, and she's 3 years old. Now, if I put her in the Head Start over there off Michigan or in the hood somewhere, she wouldn't even be like that. I mean, I look at how my daughter acts around other kids, man. I mean, I'll be around all my friends, this and that, and ain't down on nobody's kids and nothing like that. I ain't better than nobody. But at the same time, the way my daughter acts, them kids don't even relate to my daughter, and she be looking at them like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because them kids, their vocabulary ain't up to par. Like that, like hers is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just did it like that. I got that, your baby.
Okay, she may be an advanced learner, man, you know what I'm saying? She may get it quicker than the other kids. Hold on, let me make this point. She may get it quicker than the other kids, but that don't mean, that just means she learns faster than other kids. They ain't got nothing to do. It may have maybe 3% of the school that she goes to, okay? But what you're saying is the inner city kids, they don't learn shit. That's what y'all saying.
I'm saying they're not getting taught the same stuff.
All right, hold on. I think everybody made valid points. Now, my only thing is, I don't give a damn. I mean, valid points, like I said, but I'm not paying $5,000 for kindergarten. I'm just not. Not kindergarten.
And you know what? And that's a shame because black folks will blow $5,000 at tax time with no problem and don't have nothing to show for it.
But you can't put it towards your child's education, no matter what age they are.
Hell no, I need them rims.
That's damn right.
See what I'm
saying? The biggest TV on the block.
See what I'm saying? That's
hey,
what I'm saying talking about.
Public school.
Hey, this is Fifth City. Y'all getting too technical. I'm trying to have fun tonight. Y'all getting too technical. I just asked the damn question. Y'all motherfuckers
listen,
just broke it down.
All I'm saying is,
see, now y'all got, you y'all got him started.
Hold on, man. Let me make my point, man. All I'm saying is, there may be a difference in the curriculum as far as public school go and private school go, but I think at the end of the day, I don't care what school you go to, what area it's in, it's all about the kid. The kid's
yeah,
going to
okay.
learn at the rate the kid's going to learn at. I don't care who's teaching him. I don't care what he can go to $100,000 a year school. He's
yeah.
still going to learn what he wants to learn at the end of the day. So
okay.
if he could be the smartest motherfucker in the world, but if he don't apply himself in public school, he's going to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. And vice versa. If he don't apply himself at the private school, he's going to be a dumb motherfucker in private school.
And
it's all about the kid. It ain't got nothing to do with the school. It's how the kid
okay.
learn.
All right.
I mean, I'm serious, man. I mean, I went to public school, and I'm proud of that. I don't got no problem with saying I went to public school. But
okay.
I learned the way I wanted to learn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter if I went to public school or private school. I'm gonna learn the only way I can learn.
Okay.
And that's horseman
yeah.
style. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And wherever you send your kids to school, you know, the first learning that they get comes from home. So whether, like you said, whether you send them to private school, whether you send them to public school, you are your child's first teacher. So if you don't teach your child, or, you know, you let your kid do what they want to do instead of what, you know, they need to do, then regardless of what school you send them to, you're going to get what you put into it.
Right. They come out like Wick. Enough said.
Well, that's how y'all feel. That's y'all opinion.
I mean, think about it, man. Think about it, dog.
Everybody inside of their opinion about this. All I just said is that
mm-hmm.
I think 5,000 is a little steep when it's simple fact. If you got it, fine. If you got Jay-Z money, then fine. $5,000 nothing. I'm just saying, I mean, 5,000 is a little steep if you know you're struggling.
Yeah, of course, you know you're struggling. You're not going to spend that much money on it. You can't afford it. I'm saying
if you have it,
and that's the type of money I would invest in my child's education, because
yeah,
I know that
in
private school education, they're getting a better curriculum. I just know they are.
Yeah, but if you ain't got it, then you shouldn't be trying to spend it.
Of course. I agree.
And
I'm not going broke for private school, man. You know what I mean? If I got to work overtime to pay for fucking kindergarten, that's a problem.
I didn't have to work overtime
to pay for kindergarten. That's too much
okay.
money.
And that was my whole point before y'all went all the way left field on me. That was my whole point. It was the fact that, I mean, we all know that, I mean, you can't get a better education like that. But, I mean, if you ain't got it to spend, my thing is don't try to live above your means, because then it's like, okay, you know, you just spent $5,000. Shit, it's hard. Hey, $5,000 is a lot of money. At the end of the day, that's a lot of money. I mean, I don't give a damn.
I got a prime example for you, dog. Prime example. Okay, Janine, liquor store, let me ask you, have y'all ever heard of something called Barbizon?
I went to Barbizon School of Modeling.
Right. So you've heard of it, right?
My daughter went to something similar, yeah.
Okay. Now, our 16-year-old got invited to go to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 3 G's. Right?
Mm-hmm.
3 G's. And
yeah.
It lasts for, like, they, you know, some kind of school or some shit. 3 G's for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's way too fucking much. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, it's something, you know, I ain't going to lie to y'all. We really can't afford it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to tell your kid, like, you know, I mean, it could turn out to something big, you know? The way they were talking, like, I mean, these kids is getting like $125 an hour to do these little modeling things. You know what I'm saying? $125 an hour.
Yeah. That's basically just signing up, because then you have to take into consideration you got costumes, you got makeup, you got luggage, because if you want headshots, if you want to get a portfolio, that's like another 3 stacks.
Yeah.
And then too, modeling is broke down into a lot of different categories. It's not just runway modeling. You got billboard models.
Right.
You got underwear
right.
models, court models, all kind of different models. So depending on what field you really want to go into, that $3,000 is just scratching the surface.
Wait. Hold it. You was an underwear model?
I didn't say I was no underwear model.
Oh, I'm just asking a question.
See, my point is this. Just like with the $5,000 to pay for kindergarten, you know, and then the $3,000 to pay for the modeling, I would invest into the $3,000, you know, because it's only $3,000 for 6 months. It's a lot of fucking money to me. But this ain't $5,000 for the next 8 years and then another $10,000 for the next 6 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We just need to make sure that's what she really want to do. You know how some girls, they look at that stuff from the outside looking in, and they think they want to do.
No, I already made the first payment.
She does.
I already made the first payment. That shit ain't non-refundable.
My daughter went through that. She went through the whole thing, and they gave her her first modeling thing. Was modeling for JCPenney, and all she had to do was get up on this stage and walk across, and she looked at me and was like, I'm not going up there.
Yeah, because it's a whole lot different when you're doing it, you know, with the girls you in class with versus when you actually have to get up and do a live show. That shit is petrifying.
And I swear, they was about to have to call the police on me because I was about to meet that.
I know that Frank Greer, he showed up on that stage and prance around a little bit.
You better walk around the goddamn stage for $3,000.
Hold on. I think we got Selena.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Not much.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, y'all. What's y'all talking about?
We talking about barbs, huh? You ever heard of barbs?
Wait a minute, stop. Huh? Did somebody say nothing?
Somebody did.
No. That was me saying barbs on. That's what you heard.
Somebody said nothing.
That was funny.
I don't know who said that.
Janine,
I
wonder
if I
was the Janine shit.
No, I think I said that when you said what's going on.
Oh, okay. She was answering a different question.
That was me.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, hold on. I think we got somebody else calling in. Carla, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
I don't call the show for a while, and you don't know who I am.
Well, you quit calling.
That don't mean you have to know who. Don't remember who I am.
Look here, that I ain't got to know who you are now. He forgets who you is. Then you got a problem.
You know what?
No, I'm just. What's going on, baby? What's happening?
Not much.
Now, see, now, he, right. If he would have said who was this, then you should have been talking shit.
So, Janine, let me ask you. You think it was a good experience for your kid?
I mean,
was it worth it?
Her,
I'm asking you, was it worth it?
I think it taught her a lot. I'm not saying it didn't. Luckily, I didn't have to pay for that whole amount because I think...
Yeah.
that child wouldn't have hurt, and her father just let it slide. So I didn't say nothing else about it because he paid for the majority of that. But still, me having to take her there, it was every week type of thing. And after going through all that, you talking about you not getting on that thing, I wanted to drag her ass up on there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but okay, from the time she started to the time she finished, did it make her a better person?
Yeah, she's very poised and know how to walk, and she has very good etiquette. And I mean, they teach you a lot of different things in regards. It's not just about modeling. It teaches you, you know, a lot of things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know nobody that never done it, so I don't know what's going on with these people.
Well, yeah.
As long as there's something positive coming out of it, I'm down for it.
Everything Janine said is absolutely true.
It better be for 3 G's.
They also learn how to, you know, how to go in front of the camera. They learn a lot. They learn a whole lot. They teach them how to they teach them like shit, table etiquette, manners. They teach them manners. They teach them all kind of stuff to where when they go into the world.
I guess speech wasn't the topic, huh?
Hush up. I got tongue-tied switch.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with
you.
So, Mother Nature, how you been?
I'm fine. I've been fine. I've just been very busy.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, we know who you're dealing with, so you no explanation needed.
No, I've been helping my sister plan her wedding. I've been taking the kids on a lot of things that have to do with school and getting out of school. And so I've just been busy.
And you've been babysitting the biggest kid of all.
No, see.
I know she want to be like, child, yeah.
No.
I never liked you anyway, pretty much.
I'm just saying, dog. You know what? Nah, okay, check this out. All right. I want to switch gears for a second. Because last week, Janine, you had brought up something, and we were finna touch on it, but it was time to go. The show was about to end.
Uh-huh.
It was like you said, being in competition with your mate.
Yeah.
So now check this out. We're gonna go to a song, then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about somebody trying to be in a competition with their mate.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl.
I wanna go home with two or three girls. Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all? Want a remix with me and
Ursha, baby, come in the booth, no hands.
Now normally I play the nice guy, yeah. Tonight I'ma show the other side, yeah. Want me to grab you by your neck, I can tell and make you. Ooh, girl, it ain't working unless you're sweating now. Arch your back, girl, arch your back, girl. Meet me upstairs so I can beat it upstairs. Leave that teddy on, take them off. Like Trey say, I can't help but wait. Got that oven preheated. Trey invented sex, but he ain't teach you how to eat you. On your back now, spread it out now.
Now, normally I don't do this, but
which one of y'all?
I'm sorry, man.
Which two of y'all? Which two of y'all going home with us when I get you to the crib? I'ma lay you out on the bed. Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? I love it up in the sky. Introduce you to the mile high. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. I'ma make you think. I'ma make you think I reinvented sex.
I'm just playing, yeah, to let you go.
You invented sex.
Might go out like that, but then he going out, so he's like, "Fuck that, I'm going out too."
But then he don't get home till 3 o'clock. Fuck that, I ain't getting home till 4 o'clock. That type of stuff. Those types of things.
You never went to
nah.
That?
Nah. Oh, nah, motherfucker, no, don't meet me, beat me. Shit. That's how that goes. Ain't no competition, nothing. Shit.
Okay. all right. Okay. Look, you even had to laugh at that one. You know damn well. But I'm going to let you have that
one. I was laughing at something else. But believe what I'm telling you, though.
I'm going to let you have it. I ain't even going to go there with you.
Okay, ask somebody else. We just can't never be cool, man. All right.
I know. Damn.
But you know we really like Debo and Smokey.
Who? Me and you?
When I leave, you'll be talking. And I'm in your face, you'll be, hey, Slaney, something. Well, go ahead with your question, though.
I'm going to body slam her motherfucking ass someday when I see her. But anyway, no, because, see, I've been through that. I've been through it. I've been through it when a motherfucker, like, oh. And it was like, it was just an ongoing, it was like a battle. It got to the point where it was just like a battle. And, dog, you know firsthand, especially when we was going, remember the old Savoy days? Oh, shit, this motherfucker wants, I mean, shit. We was going hard then.
Hell no, I ain't playing that shit.
I mean, shit. I mean, it got to the point where it got ridiculous. It was like, shit, motherfucker wasn't even coming home just to prove a point to a motherfucker.
So much.
Now, I know I ain't
like that.
And you right, it shouldn't. It shouldn't have, but it did. It did. I'll be the first to admit, it did.
Because, well, me, it was more me on that point because they were trying to compete with me. And I'm like, if you're not used to going out and that's just not your thing, then I would rather you say, you know, do you have to be out that late or, you know, can you come in at such and such time? Instead, now you trying to do me. How you trying to do me? Well, you didn't even.
Okay.
You weren't even going out.
Let me ask you this. If you knew that wasn't him, I mean, you pretty much know your significant other. Why you ain't trying to change? I mean, you knew it was eating at him. Why you ain't change it up?
Well, then why didn't he just say something? I mean, eventually he did.
Should he have
but
to?
It's just the fact. Eventually he did because he probably had lost his mind by then. But I mean, you could have just said that at the beginning is what I'm saying and saved a whole lot of mess.
I mean, but it should he have to all the time? Should he have to? I mean, you knew.
That's the same thing as y'all. Y'all want us to take y'all how y'all are. I mean, especially if we just we're dating, we just getting to know each other. Okay, now we done moved in. I've been the same person. You know what I'm saying? From the time I met you. So now all of a sudden we living together. I'm your woman, and it's different now. I don't know if you want me to be different unless you tell.
Yeah, all right. I'm fucking out. Well, you know what? I give you that because I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. Where you think you're going? You sit your motherfucking ass down. Goddamn well.
She
going to
giggle all the way out the door.
Who are you from, sir?
Okay.
I'm just saying. That was funny.
Yeah, all right, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Now, my daddy
didn't. So crazy. All
right, and Selena, you a witness to this. My daddy didn't teach me much, but he taught me how to keep a motherfucking woman in the house. I cut up every motherfucking thing you own. Oh, you think you going to go? I cut that motherfucking shirt right off your ass.
You're gonna replace it tomorrow.
She is like, on
one. Yes, you are.
The bra and panties are in.
Yeah.
My girl got to have
You better not be cutting up no clothes, man.
She, hey, my hey, he ain't teach me much. Hey, he ain't teach me much, but he taught me how to keep a motherfucker up one eye. Hey, I didn't see it done. That motherfucker cut. Hey, I seen that motherfucker cut her skirt from the motherfucking waist all the way to the motherfucking end of it. That motherfucker. Hey, hey, when he finished, like she just said, all I guess bra and panties was in because that's all she was standing in. That motherfucker hit. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, he hit that Wild Irish Rose. I told you your ass wasn't going nowhere. I was like, God damn. I was like, whoa. Hey, and then he looked at me and told me, son, this is what the fuck, and this is what the fuck you do. All right, man.
That is
effed up.
Come on, Selena, stop acting like you know how he acts. Shit.
Yeah, if you know. Well, this is a new day. She's supposed to have that in the trunk, though.
Yeah, she never got outside.
That motherfucker,
I ran up out that door,
left that little cut up skirt.
Selena, come on
now. My little bag in the trunk.
You see that motherfucker drag get drugged down 49 with his ass on the car.
I'm pleading the fifth. I'm pleading the fifth.
Hey, shit! This motherfucker fucking whipping out. I said, pull this motherfucker over. God, Daddy, get off the car. Get off the car.
I'm about to die when you told that story. I swear for Lord, I mean, I can see it in my head. I'm about to die. That was the funniest shit I had ever heard.
Look here, for anybody thinks that I was over exaggerating that story, Selena?
No.
Am I lying?
No.
I'm seeing the fifth.
Man, I'm just sitting here dying. I can't laugh like I want to because I'm at work. You idiot. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, we keep it real on Steel City. And I know, hey, that Selena, if I'd have sat here and said that this nigga was an angel, you'd be sitting there like, this motherfucker lying. I've seen the shit this daddy did.
Well, ain't none of us angels.
Hey,
except for me.
Hey, I can hear you now. That nigga was ill. Something was really wrong with that man.
I
ain't gonna lie. Something was wrong with that man. I ain't gonna sit there and look at it. But that motherfucker, hey, there wasn't going to be no competition thing. She tried it. Oh, you think you're going to go out every weekend? I ain't going to go nowhere. That motherfucker tried it. That motherfucker hit that Wild Irish Rose. I said she ain't going nowhere.
That'll do
it.
That motherfucker.
Hey.
You're right.
I was a kid, too. I was like, damn, I never knew she had some titties that big.
You would.
I got my ponytail snatched down on some old stupid shit like that. And guess what? Had one in my purse already. I snapped that nigga like my phone. And I was seeing on YouTube. I was up there tapping. My cubs kept saying, man, you see your baby there. They were like, girl, you ain't coming up in here tonight. So, I mean, come here. I was like, nah, I'll come when I finish my drink. And he didn't mean what he meant to pull my hair, but he didn't know my mother was going to come clean now. He's like, yeah, you got to come outside now. I said, but I really don't. And my girl, my little ponytail, and put it back on and told security to get him the hell up out of there.
Uh-oh. You got a backup ponytail. Okay.
True fucking story.
Wow.
Hold on. This must have been a different night. This must not be the same night that we were talking about.
You had a chill.
No, I didn't see. I just said that must have been a different night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's all I'm saying. I've been a different night.
You don't never forget shit. This chill, okay?
All I said is it must have been a different night. That's all. I ain't said nothing.
Oh, shit. Just relax. Okay, now you just shut me up. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to show
you. Hey, you. Hey, okay. Don't let nobody ever tell you you ain't no motherfucking soldier. You is a motherfucking soldier.
That alcohol and that thing.
Hey, you was a motherfucking soldier that night. I said, look at this motherfucker go.
Yeah, you silly. Just chill. Okay, I don't even remember that shit.
I know. Yes, you do, y'all. Yes, you do. You remember it just like he do.
Yeah. Every time I think about that, I remember. At the bar having a drink, and after that, I don't remember shit.
The rest
I got dumped. I got dumped. I was single the next morning. Everybody was pissed off at me. I don't know what the hell. I think somebody slipped me something.
Hey, no, don't go around saying that because I bought you a drink that night. Don't go around saying
that. You already know. That's all I remember. You fucking said too, bitch. I'm like, the nigga just lost to the club. A lot of drinks just get people in trouble.
Man, come on. That was your birthday. I bought you a drink because it was your birthday. That's all I did. I told him that. Mm-hmm. I just bought
that's
a birthday drink.
I know. He don't care. That's just something within him. Shit, he asked everybody in the club that night. That retarded, drunk ass dude. Oh, Lord. That was a birthday to remember. Shit. Anywho, got my lick back. Yeah. Man, son.
We're going to leave you alone. We're going to somebody else.
Make me go. I'm going to start some shit. Just chill.
Right. Let it go.
I'm at your home. Shit.
All right. So now, Mother Nature, have you ever been in that situation?
Come get me when it's 11.
Mother Nature's? Is Mother Nature still with us? If not.
No, I think she hung up. Yeah, she hung up.
You know there ain't no point in asking me. I ain't never been no club. So if I was in a competition, then I lost.
All right, well, let me ask the fellas. Tom, what about you? You ever felt like you've been put in that situation?
Nah. Nah, not no competition type shit, nah.
Okay.
No, sorry,
okay.
Bob.
Well, what about, Wick still on here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
What about you, dog? You ever felt like you've been put in that situation?
It bet not been no situation, because it's going to be a problem when she got home. If I got home before her, oh, it's going to be a problem.
Damn, Janine, I guess me and you the only two that been through this, huh?
Now, you know what? I have been out and, you know what I'm saying, been summoned to come the fuck home. Like, you know what I mean, been out. And it wasn't necessarily at no club, just wherever I went, you know. And motherfuckers, hey, you need to just think about time to get home, some shit like that, yeah, but...
So what? Did you go straight home?
No, with my mama. I'm not gonna leave my mama because you got an attitude.
I don't know.
And you know, especially when I invited you to come, and you could be having the same good time with me.
Oh, don't you hate that shit? Oh, yeah, I hate that. That's like the worst. They don't want you to have
home.
No fun. Mm-hmm. They want you to come home. But they could just come with you. You tell them to come with you. No, I don't feel like I don't want. Well, then send that home there. How come we can't have no fun?
Okay, now what? All right. Now, hold on. You know what? I think, and I'm not saying y'all, but I'm just thinking some women just get spiteful with it. Like, all right, oh, you ain't going to go? Well, motherfucker, I'm going to go over and beyond. Now, all right, if I say I don't want to go, that's cool. But you walking your ass up in here the next day. Then, yeah, now you done went too far.
Yeah,
you
come home. What
the next day? What time? You better not let daylight catch your ass. Daylight catch your ass, then that's a paddling.
Did he say that's a paddling?
Hell
yeah,
that's a paddling.
You
said
paddling.
Hell no.
That's a what?
That nigga said that is a paddling. I'm too through fucking with you. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Just saying, man. You come up with this motherfucker than that. Like, okay, all right. I know she told me never to tell this story. But I got a cup. This motherfucker, and Selena, you know her too. I'm going to call her name out, Tisa. This motherfucker, damn right, this Sin City. I told you we call our names. Love you, Tisa. But this motherfucker, I swear, I got up one morning and I said, I'm going to go to the gas station. And you know, the gas station, I had to pass her house to go to the gas station. Her dude is just sitting outside. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning now. It's about 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. He just standing there in the middle of the yard. I drive past. I look at him. I slow down. What up, dude? That motherfucker like, man, just sitting here waiting on your cousin to come home. I'm like, huh? Yeah, she left. Went out last night and ain't been home since. I said, damn. I said, well, what time she leave? She left here about 7 o'clock. I said, damn, here it is. 8 o'clock the next morning?
Y'all see how he make it worse? He just dig the knife on in there. Hey,
right. So
that,
no. So now, I look at him, right? I said, well, I'm going to go to the gas station, man. I'll be right back. So I go to the gas station. I shoot the shit at the gas station. I come back down the street. He's still standing in that same spot. I said, damn, she still ain't back yet, right? So I park, and I'm like, okay, let me just sit here for a second just to see what's going to go on. So we see this blue Park Avenue. We see it drive past. And it drove past again. And it drove past one more time. I'm like, okay, damn. I'll just keep driving past. So finally, the cop finally turns down a block and he comes creeping down the street. And it's a dude. And lo and behold, look who's on the passenger side. Jesus. So now I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. She gets out, hey. I said, hey. She walks past this motherfucker like he don't exist. So he's like, hey. And I'm like, dog, look, you can't hit my cousin while I'm right here. Because I know what you're thinking. I'm finna beat this bitch ass. Man, she walked past that motherfucker like he never existed. I'm like, so I kind of like pulled to the side like, what you doing? And fuck him. Mary said fuck him, so I said fuck him. I said, what? Now, he looking at me. He like, man, can you take me to work? I'm like, yeah, I'll take you to work, man, because, you know, he already late for work. You know, I told her you was wrong. You was dead wrong. I mean, you made the man late for work. You know what I'm saying? Then you just walk back, sashay past him like, oof. Then another man dropped you off in front of your house? And I told him, I said, the only reason this dude didn't whoop your ass is because I was standing there.
I wouldn't care if you were standing there or not.
I'm sorry, Kev. You had to kick my ass.
I'm sorry, dog.
We would have been out there banging, dude, because I got to put the pants on.
You know what? And this is just what I'm thinking. Damn, I got to fight this dude. I like him. I got to fight him. Because he finna whoop her ass.
Yeah, that's bogus as hell. You might. You might as well kept driving when you saw me out there.
Now, after I dropped him off, I went back over there. I said, why'd you do that? She said, well, he went with his uncle them last night and then come back in the house at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, now that's that competition thing. I'm like, but come on. I'm like, you went too far. Like I told her, that wasn't nothing but retaliation, revenge, and get back. Now, you went too far.
Yeah, that was too much.
Mm-hmm. Way too much.
Because if you hadn't been standing there, she probably never would have made it past. And he'd have grabbed her hair, her clothes, her bag, her purse, her jacket, something. And, yeah, that would have been all she wrote.
Shit, I wouldn't jump back in the car. I'll come back later.
The fucked up part, dude gave him that fucked up look like, yeah, you know she was with me, dog. Like, yeah, you know I fucked her. And he gave him that, yeah, you know I fucked her.
Oh, my God.
Because you know how a motherfucker looked with that little smirk. And I'm looking. First, he was looking at me, and I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't the one. I ain't her man.
Not the dead president smirk.
Man, he looked at that motherfucker like, yeah, nigga, I fucked you up. First, he looked at me, and I heard her, and he was like, shit, it's whatever. And I heard her like, no, that's my cousin. And then that's when he looked at him like, oh, because he was little than me. So he was looking like, oh, I could take his little ass. Like, oh, fuck him. Because he looked at me like, nigga, I got to. I'm going to tell you, he looked at me like, nigga, if you run up on this car, I got a pistol. He looked at her dude like, oh, him? Oh, fuck him. But she was wrong. She was wrong. She was dead wrong. I'd have been like that midget on Friday. I'd have got throwing bricks at his car if I ain't have a pistol. goddamn devil.
You're so silly.
That shit would have been a fight all day long. I wouldn't have made it to work. I wouldn't even went to work.
I'm saying.
To his credit, he went to work, dog. I dropped him off.
Hell no,
we
still fighting to this day.
We got some shit we need to talk about. I'll just take the day off today.
Say y'all done broke up 6 years ago and still be there. Every time I see that bitch, I'ma bring that shit up.
I'm bringing that shit up.
Hey, bitch, I remember that day, nigga. Hell no.
Yeah, right. That shit does. Hey, I ain't never got that shit done to me, but I want to go smack her ass for him. That's
fucked. You can put your motherfucking hands on my cousin.
I'll
smack you
in. I ain't scared of your ass.
I'm going to tell you now, you smack me, boy. It's going to be like fighting a polar bear in a phone booth.
Goddamn that polar bear getting his ass whooped too then.
Okay. Like, God damn. But no, but seriously, I'm just saying that motherfucker, I think that women take it too far. Now, I mean, okay,
yeah,
let me ask.
They know how to hit deep, man. They cut real deep.
I mean, do y'all really think? Wait, man, hold on. Before I ask the question, we got somebody calling in. Hello,
it's just me.
All right. So now, I mean, do y'all even think about the repercussions? Like, this dude gonna whoop my ass, or do y'all just like, fuck it, this is an ass whooping I'll take, but I'm gonna prove my point, Janine.
Yeah, I don't think
How you know?
You know, I could actually say in my younger days, my point was going to be proven. But, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, I do understand if I was childish, didn't even have to take it that far. But, you know, I think we do take it a little bit farther than what we need to the proven point. But I can honestly say with me, though, it was always about perception. Because I never really did anything when I was out. I really did just hang out. Now, I might have stayed out later than what I should have, but it was never, it never had nothing to do with me fucking around with no other guy.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, you walking that motherfucker at 6 in the morning, I'm putting you in a full Nelson. I'm gonna make your ass tap out. I might not hit you, but I'm gonna man that full Nelson. Your neck gonna hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh my goodness.
I'm talking. Hey, Timer.
What?
Hey, Timer. I ain't talking about the regular fool Nelson. I'm talking about that Kim Patera, Billy Jack Haynes fool Nelson. When you get to shaking your ass, I'll catch that one a whole lot. What Bean G say? Oh, he got the fingers intertwined. He's going for the kill tonight. He's going for the kill.
I'm worried this ain't no ass whooping now.
Oh, that once that fool Nelson get on you, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, you gotta catch me first. You don't have to.
Don't run.
You can lay there. You can go around.
You can run all over that motherfucking house. Cause once the padlock, once them deadbolts click on, clank clank, it's the motherfucker you trying to get out.
You know, I've been in a situation where.
You say what now?
No, I was about to tell you a little story, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, well, you know, we had been into it or whatever, and, you know, we were about to go to bed and lay down for the night or whatever, and I commenced to go ahead and watch him get in the bed and everything, and then I got my shit, and I went and got me a room, and I didn't come home until the next day.
He was hot. How the fuck
you just gonna leave in the middle of the night, Will?
Go
to the
middle of the night and don't come.
Oh, yeah, you good as dead.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
it's hard. When you come home, you might as well knuckle up. I'm sorry, baby. When you come through that door, you might as well knuckle up. So we fight. I probably got the chair turned at the door. A pack of cigarettes. I'm smoking them like a motherfucker, waiting on you to open them, waiting on the key to turn.
Hey,
don't like that strong.
Hey, what'd he say? How far do you think you could have walked in and lay in that bed? I got that belt. I wouldn't do that just yet.
Hell no, you don't go talk to me.
I wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Man,
yeah, well, I'm still here. I'm here to tell the story, so it must not have been that bad.
Shit, it must not have been, man. I'm going to tell you like this. I really would have fucked you up because I'd have woke up in the middle of the night. Baby, I just want to say I'm sorry. What the fuck? Was she in the bathroom? Maybe stay in the kitchen. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. You got a note on a pillow now. You got a note on a pillow. I hate you, bitch. I hate you. You got a note on the, and when I walk back in that door, you know what? Ain't no even no talking. Ain't shit.
If
I got enough composure to just let me get my shit and get the fuck up out of there, then just let me get up out of there. All that, we need to talk. Oh, that bitch, I'm gonna get you. I'm telling you.
That's that bullshit,
man,
right there.
We got Mother Nature on here. Mother Nature, what's your take on that?
I'm sorry, I had to go away from the phone for a minute. What did you just ask? I was hearing the conversation. Are you still on the same topic, man?
Yeah. We still on the same topic.
Okay. So you mean as far goes as people going out late and coming in?
Yeah, you just bolted out. You bolted out in the middle of the night.
Oh, no, I'm not going to bolt out in the middle of the night.
Hey, come on, that's hypothetical.
Have I ever done that before? No, I haven't. What?
All right, so you saying that liquor store was wrong for doing that, right?
Yeah, that's... Fuck it.
I don't care. You're not going to keep on just talking to me how I need to. Okay, all right, I got a cake made for your motherfucking ass. I sure did.
Well, if you can't be leaving out in the middle of the night and then don't be coming home until the next morning.
Kids,
that's
the kids
wasn't there.
Wasn't nobody there
for me, you know. So it wasn't no. Well, that's just asking for trouble. Because if he did it to you, you'd have an attitude if he did the same thing to you.
I probably would.
There ain't no probably to it. It ain't no probably. You'd probably be sitting up looking at the door, waiting for him to come in.
And you're right, but I'd also have to take into consideration what I said that made that man feel that it was necessary to get up in the middle of the night and leave and not come home until the next day. Because you have to do or say something real fucked up to me. You know what I'm saying? I could have went and lay on the couch, or you could have went and lay on the couch, any of that other shit. But you watch, be careful what the fuck you say and what you ask for. Because people don't, you know what I'm saying, don't ever think you're going to do nothing until you do.
Oh, that's true too, but still.
I bet you never said that shit to me again, or anything remotely close to it.
What do you do? Because I think they like to be pretty bad. That's what I feel like. I feel like when you try to treat them good and you do right, then they walk all over you.
Yeah, it's like
how many times do you let them walk over you before you finally say, and not to say that you got to get back at them. Just say, okay, I'm tired of this shit. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for this to end. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then now they stalk you. Now when you ready to go, now they stalk you. Now they, you can't go nowhere, things like that. But you still want me to keep taking what you dishing out without no repercussions. You're not supposed to get no repercussions to you.
Exactly. I'm about to show you how that shit felt.
Things
a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I don't think your apology is going to go the way you think it's going to go.
And that might be the case.
Why not?
You know what?
That might be the case.
Don't do that shit. Don't do that. I'm going to kick your ass. Don't do that. I'm not bullshit. Don't okay me. I'm man, shit. Your motherfucker. I'll be crying louder than anybody at your funeral.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Anybody can thank you for murder.
I do know that
I do. I know a couple that happened to, and the guy ended up killing her, and he's serving time now. She's pushing up babies. So,
wow.
It happens.
Yeah, but you know what, y'all? I'm looking at this on. I'm surfing, and I'm looking at this, and damn, man, rest in peace to my man Clay. Gary, a guy, his girlfriend strangled him. Strangled him in his sleep.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah. And the fucked up part is I'm looking at it, and I knew her.
That's her, dog. He was like, that could have been me. That could have been me.
Right. No.
Damn, I'm glad I hooked up with that bride. It don't even need to go there. It's just time to go. Dude, I'm glad I took that bitch off my buddy list. Hell yeah. Now, granted, this was years ago, but I'm looking like, oh my God, this was her that did this.
Well, I knew it was a reason I didn't accept that friend request. Something told me.
All those nights
my life was at stake, I didn't even know it.
You know?
Here's the crazy part. She's actually our Facebook friend on our Sin City site.
Wow.
Really? Man, yeah.
I'm sorry, lady. I didn't mean it. I was just playing.
I'm tripping.
Right.
I'm tripping because she used to always be like, "You'll make a motherfucker kill you."
Mm.
I used to just look at her like, "Bitch, please, better kill your crazy ass off."
She said that to you?
Yeah, she used to always tell me, "You'll make a motherfucker kill you."
Mm-mm.
And I'm looking, but now they told me that she killed her husband, but she got away with self-defense on that. And now she done killed this guy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, is the guy that she killed recent? Because you said the article you was reading was old, or something was old.
No. She just killed him last week.
Oh, shit.
No, I dealt with her a long time ago. That was like the 90s when I dealt with her. But I'm looking, and she used to always tell me, "You'll make a motherfucker kill you."
And she missed it. She missed it. They'll be glad you ain't no kids with her.
I guess women got to watch out, too, because my cousin, her girlfriend, they met this girl that lived in Atlanta. And I guess her and her husband, the girl and the husband, were separated. So they had been visiting each other. You know what I'm saying? They was going down there. You know, the girl was coming up here, being with them. You know, they bisexual, whatever. So I guess this next time my cousin was supposed to go down to Atlanta with her girlfriend, but my cousin didn't go. So her girlfriend goes down there to Atlanta, and why the woman's husband? I was like, damn, what are they killing over their wives? I was like,
Don't worry about it. Come on, Dubbo. Come on.
Man,
hell. All right, man, it's time to end this, man. Let me see where we at here. All right, Lucas, you got any last words for us?
I don't know. I enjoy myself. Excuse me. I enjoy talking to everyone. Sorry, my voice is fucked up. You know, but I'll be back tomorrow night.
Same
City Radio, baby.
All right. Mother Nature, last words.
Well, it was just good talking to y'all again. That's all I got.
right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I had a good time talking with you all. And I promise, now I'm a good girl. I don't do those things anymore.
What? All right, well, we ain't going to talk about the con, Tile. Rick, you got any last words?
You know what?
Great show, my brothers. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
All right. Hey, just let everybody know I got the Kevin Hart movie playing on the site, so y'all ain't seen it yet. Go check it out. It's up on the site right now. That Kevin Hart movie, well, that stand-up comedy thing he did in New York. It's pretty funny, so y'all check that out. We got that up on the site. You got any last words, dog?
Man, that bitch could have killed me.
Are you over there in deep thought?
Man, I'm looking at this bitch picture, and she's looking like, yeah, I did it, and I'll do it again.
Wow.
I mean, bitch used to tell me all the time, oh, you make a motherfucker kill you, and I used to be like, I ain't even your man. Why the fuck you trying to kill me? Because you'll make a motherfucker kill you. And she done killed not one but two people.
Oh. And she didn't get drunk.
No, and she would get high. She get high and drunk as fuck, boy. I'm telling you.
BBB tried to tell you not to trust the big button
or smile. Man, Sam City Radio.
Man, get at us, man. Shit. God damn. Motherfuckers crazy.
All right, y'all. On the motherfucker crazy note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We're doing the same thing tomorrow night. 8:30 Central Standard Time. 9:30 Eastern Time. For you New York and Indianapolis type people. Peace, love, and hair grease, y'all. We out of here.
Oh, man. The business don't do this.